I'd like to call the meeting to order. This is Friday, October 12th, 2018. This is a special meeting call. It's going to be, a short meeting. This is one agenda item. There may be a couple of other items that we need to do some housekeeping on, but basically just one item on the agenda. With that, I'd like to ask for an opening prayer, and if I could, maybe have Margo, would you give us an opening prayer, please?
When I was saying my prayers this morning, I usually go through everything I'm going to ask for and what's on my heart. And so I just said, give it to the Lord. Said, what, you know my needs, you know my heart's desire. And I just felt this need to say this prayer. And I said it intently, word by word. And it's what Jesus, is one of the first prayers he taught us all to pray. So if you would, we can say it together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Thank you, Mark. Roll call.
Councilwoman Foreman, present. Councilwoman Gray, here. Councilwoman Harlan?
Here.
Councilwoman Redcorn? Councilwoman Redcorn?
Here.
I'm sorry. Councilwoman Red Eagle?
Here.
Councilman Rewar?
Present.
Councilman Waller?
Here.
Chair Yates?
Present.
Yeah,
of course. Thank you. All right. Before we go to our first and only item, I've been requested by the previous chair that she may speak, and I think there is some housekeeping along with letting Ms. Harlan speak, and then maybe afterwards that I believe the council will have to accept her resignation. So, Marcia, if you would.
I just wanted to take a minute to address the shareholders that are here and council. You know, when I ran for this office, I didn't run to be the chair. I ran to represent the shareholders. And I promised that I would lead with integrity, I would serve on this council with integrity, that I would be transparent in everything I did. And I believe I've been that way. I believe I've acted that way. I'm not interested in any type of stepping stone to a further career or anything of that nature. I have a pretty successful career already. I got in this to help the shareholders. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to serve my 4 years. I don't need to be the chair to be a good leader. I believe this council has the right to choose who it wants to be a chair. But I'm going to continue to represent the shareholders. I just want to say, this morning I had an individual who's a strong leader among our people. He called me and he said, you were on my heart and I wanted to pray with you. And that's what means most to me, is that there are people out there who recognize that we're trying to do the right thing. We have a job to do here. I hope we can put aside all these politics that are going on and we can take care of the shareholders the way that we said we would. So I just want to thank all of you for being here and supporting the council. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. It's not on the agenda, and I may failed to have it put on there, but someone said we probably need to make a motion to accept the resignation of Ms. Harlan that she submitted a couple of days ago. So at this moment,
just to be clear, that's as the chair, not as a council member.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. Yes, let's make it clear. Resigning her position as chair. So I would entertain a motion at this time.
So moved.
My second.
Tolly, and second by Councilwoman Foreman. Roll call.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
No.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Councilman Waller?
Yes.
Chair Yates?
No.
Motion passes.
Okay. That brings us to our next item on the agenda, selection of a new OMC chair. Entertain a nomination?
I make a nomination.
Margo?
Thank you. I make a nomination, Andrew Yates.
I'll second that motion. I'll call for the question. It's a motion and a second.
Motion and second. Discussion?
Just clarity. Do we have a motion on the floor? We made a motion and seconded that, and we didn't act on it. So I'm just a question. Do we need to take care of that?
You want to refresh my memory. Is this today?
Oh, that wasn't. You weren't here. We made a motion and seconded to appoint Eric Waller as our chair. There's a motion on the floor. Do we need to take care of it?
That's not on the floor. That wasn't accepted by the chair. It wasn't on the agenda.
That's the way I understood it. It was never, it wasn't an agenda item. It never placed on the agenda. And the chair never recognized it as a motion.
If I may then, if I can nominate Mr. Waller.
I already called for the question on it. I vote, I seconded Margo's motion. And I called for the question.
Do we have discussion?
We are having discussion.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. Second yes. Chair. Well, that's my nomination. Whatever the council does with it is their choice.
Okay, well, the way I see it, we got a question that needs to be dealt with. And with their vote, they will decide.
Okay.
And then we'll move on to the next. We'll go from there.
Okay.
Call for the question.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
No.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
No.
Councilman Waller?
No.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
No.
Motion fails.
Okay. 4-4 is a no vote, so we open it up again.
Okay. I made a motion to nominate Everett Waller, Councilman Waller, to be our chair.
Got a nomination.
I'll second that.
Motion and a second by Foreman and Rebar. Call for the question.
Councilwoman Harlan?
No.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Councilman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
No.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
No.
Motion passes.
We have a new chair. Before I call it, I do think that while I'm still running the meeting, I think we need to have a meeting on the, and I'm just throwing this out there for consideration. I think we need a meeting next Wednesday. We've got BIA reports. We've got several items that Bill Lynn's been emailing on Charles Wickstrom, something with ODOT on some plug wells. Seems like there's two or three other items, but I think we've got a pretty full agenda that I don't think we'll keep till November 2nd. So I don't know that we can. We had a resolution to not have a meeting on the 17th, and I was informed that we needed to rescind it. I don't know if you guys want to do that today or if you want to wait till Wednesday to handle that. Councilwoman Foreman?
I'd like to make a motion to reinstate the regular Wednesday meeting next week.
Rescind.
Oh, we have motion. To rescind.
Motion to rescind.
Oh, I'm sorry. I make a motion to rescind the meeting in November
or cancel the meeting for...
You can't, okay, cancel the meeting in November.
For December, or October 17th?
Second.
Okay. Discussion?
What was the date on that?
I think it's the 17th.
17th is Wednesday?
Yes. I was off there.
For this month?
Yes, yeah, just next Wednesday, we're gonna have our regular third Wednesday meeting. Call for the question.
Councilman Redcar?
Yes.
Councilman Radigal?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chair Waller?
Yes.
Second Chair Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right, with that, I entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'd like to say so.
Yes, yes, Ms. Lemon, go ahead.
I came here today because I heard about the division in this mineral council. You all paid money to ask us to vote for you. Now, I don't know how this fiasco got started. Only those of you who were involved in it knows. What you're here for is to represent the shareholders, plus to be able to show strong leadership, to be able to work with the Bureau. We've had problems with the Bureau all along, not being able to work with them. You need to show that you can develop the respect of the Bureau, plus you have to respect the Bureau. You have to work together. But right now, you have shown that you split apart over what? I don't know. And every one of you asked us all to vote for you. I voted for many of you.
Yeah.
Now, who caused this? And I'd like to know. It's not going to be for public record, I'm sure. But those of you that are involved that caused this to come to this point need to take a good look at yourself. I almost cussed then. Need to take a good look at yourself to see if you're capable of sitting on this board. And if not, if you're causing problems, resign. They'll accept your resignation. What kind of bylaws do you have for the chair? The chair has the right to go and sit and meet with people. We have a chair of the health authority. He meets with people. We don't all have to be there. He sets the tone of where the agenda is going to go. Now, if you don't know those types of things, do you have a code of conduct here? We have to have a code of conduct. We have to go through the chair for anything that we want. So, you asked me to vote for you, and I voted for you. And some of you are kind of looking at me kind of ugly right now, and that's all right, I don't care. But you need to get together and do what's right. I'm sorry I had to get up here, and I'm sorry I had to say this to you. But if you're the cause, resign. Resign today. And they'll accept your resignation at the next meeting.
Okay. Anything else? Motion to adjourn?
I make a motion.
Second. That's Harlan and Meyer. Make a second. Roll call.
Councilman Redigal?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Second Chair Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redigal?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Meeting adjourned.
Can we say happy birthday to Lacey's birthday today?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Cool.